The Last Dragon in the World. One Thursday, Moomin Troll caught a small dragon in the long grass in the garden. He was very surprised. He put it into a glass jar. The dragon had six legs, a bright green head, and yellow eyes. It shone in the sun, and it looked wonderful. Moomin put the top on the jar. The dragon opened its mouth, and it showed lots of small white teeth. "This dragon is small, but it's very angry," thought Moomin Troll. He carried the jar home. "I'm going to keep you," he said quietly to the dragon. "I'll love you. You can sleep by my side at night. You'll start to like me. Then I'll take you swimming in the sea." Moomin Papa was in the garden, but Moomin Troll did not want him to see the dragon. He wanted to tell his friend, Snufkin, about it first. Moomin Troll hid the jar in his paws and he walked quietly to the back door of the house. But suddenly, Little Mai ran out.
"What are you hiding in that jar?" she asked.
"I'm not hiding anything," said Moomin Troll. He ran quickly up to his room and he put the jar on the table. The dragon showed its teeth again.
"Come out, little friend," said Moomin Troll.
He opened the top of the jar. Then he closed the door. The dragon came out and it sat on the jar. Moomin Troll put out his paw and he tried to touch the dragon. The dragon opened its mouth. It blew fire at Moomin Troll and it burned him.
"Ow! You're angry,"
Moomin Troll said to the dragon.
"Oh, my beautiful little baby."
He liked the dragon very much. Moomin Troll pulled out a small box from under his bed. There was cake, bread, and an apple inside. He took out the food and he put it by the dragon. But the dragon did not want the food. There was a big fly on the window. The dragon ran quickly to the window. It killed the fly and then it ate it. Then the dragon looked at Moomin Troll.
"Well done," Moomin Troll said to the dragon. "I'm going to have my lunch now. Wait for me here and be good."
He looked at the dragon with love in his eyes.
"My little friend," he said.
Then he ran down and out to the veranda. At lunch, Little Mai said,
"Moomin Troll is hiding something in a glass jar."
"Be quiet," said Moomin Troll.
"Mama," he said to Moomin Mama, "I would very much like to have my own small animal."
"What?" said Moomin Papa. He looked up from his newspaper.
"Moomin Troll has a new animal," said Moomin Mama.
"Does it bite?"
"It doesn't bite very hard," said Moomin Troll. "It's too small."
"Can we see it?"
asked Little Mai.
"Does it talk?"
Moomin Troll was not happy. He wanted his dragon to be a secret. But you cannot have secrets in a family. They always know everything.
I'm going down to the river after lunch, said Moomin Troll. Mama, nobody must go into my room.
Please don't go into Moomin Troll's room, little Mai, said Moomin Mama. Moomin Troll finished his lunch. Then he walked through the garden and down to the river. He was happy about his dragon again. Moomin Troll found Snufkin by the river. They sat together quietly for some minutes.
Would you like to find a dragon? Asked Moomin Troll.
That's not possible, answered Snufkin. There are no dragons in the world now.
No, there is one, said Moomin Troll. It's in a glass jar. It has very small green paws.
Snufkin looked at Moomin Troll.
That's not true, he said.
Yes, it is true, shouted Moomin Troll. I found a dragon.
Snufkin was very surprised, and Moomin Troll was very happy. Moomin Troll and Snufkin went back to the house. They went quietly up to Moomin Troll's room and opened the door. The jar was on the table, but the dragon was not there. Moomin Troll looked everywhere, under the bed and behind the cupboard.
Where are you, my little friend? He asked.
Moomin Troll, said Snufkin. It's up there, on the curtain.
Moomin Troll looked. The dragon sat very high on the curtain.
Oh no!
Said Moomin Troll. He pulled the bedclothes from his bed and he put them on the floor under the window. Then he took a net and he held it next to the dragon.
Come down, little friend, he said.
The dragon bit the net hard. Then it started flying around the room.
Look! Shouted Moomin Troll. My dragon's flying!
The dragon flew down and it bit Moomin Troll's ear.
Ow!
He said. Then it flew to Snufkin and it sat on his shoulder. It closed its eyes and it made small, happy noises.
My dragon likes you better than me, said Moomin Troll sadly.
That afternoon, the Moomin family sat on the veranda. Snork Maiden came home, and everyone told her about the dragon. It sat on the veranda table by Snufkin's cup of coffee. Sometimes it was angry, and then it burned the table.
It's very nice, said Snork Maiden. What's its name?
It doesn't have a name, said Moomin Troll. It's not special. It's only a dragon.
He moved his paw slowly across the table and he touched one of the dragon's legs. The dragon blew fire at him. And it burned the table again.
The dragon is small now, said little Mai. But one day it will become bigger. Then it can burn the house.
She took some cake. The dragon ran across the table and it bit her paw hard.
Ow!
Said little Mai angrily.
Why did it bite me?
She started to hit the dragon.
There was a fly on the cake,
said Moomin Troll.
My little dragon only wanted the fly.
But it isn't your dragon, said Little Mai. It's Snufkin's dragon, because it likes only him.
Snufkin laughed. No, it's not true, he said. The dragon will remember Moomin Troll, and it will fly back to him.
But the dragon flew onto Snufkin's shoulder. He took it and he put it under a big bowl. Then Snufkin opened the glass door and he went into the garden. He closed the door behind him. Moomin Troll moved the bowl and the dragon came out quickly. It flew to the window. It looked sadly at Snufkin. Then its colour changed to grey, and it began to cry. Moomin Troll opened the veranda door, and the dragon flew into the garden.
Why did you do that? Asked Snork Maiden. Now you can't catch it again.
Go and find Snufkin, said Moomin Troll sadly. You can find the dragon on his shoulder. The dragon likes Snufkin better than me.
Snufkin sat by the river. The dragon came and it sat on his shoulder. It was very, very happy to find Snufkin again.
Go away, said Snufkin. He tried to push the dragon away. Go home.
This dragon wants to stay with me, he thought, and maybe it can live for 100 years. He looked sadly at the small dragon.
You're nice, he said, but I can't keep you. Do you understand? Moomin Troll is my best friend.
The little dragon went away and it caught some flies. Then it flew up to Snufkin's hat and it slept in it. Snufkin started catching fish. He caught 5. Then a boat came down the river. A young Hemulin drove it.
Where are you going? Asked Snufkin.
I'm just going down the river, said the Hemulin.
Would you like some fish? Asked Snufkin.
He gave the 5 fish to the Hemulin.
And what do you want from me? Asked the Hemulin.
Snufkin gave the Hemulin his hat with the sleeping dragon.
Now listen, he said. Take this with you. Leave it in a nice place with a lot of flies.
Is that a dragon? Asked the Hemulin. Does it bite? How often does it eat?
Put some flies and a little water next to the hat, said Snufkin. After 2 days, you can leave it.
Moomin Troll came to see Snufkin after the sun went down.
Hello, said Snufkin. Please sit down.
Did you catch any fish today? Asked Moomin Troll.
Yes, I caught 5 fish, answered Snufkin.
Then Moomin Troll said,
Does it shine at night?
What are you talking about? Asked Snufkin.
I'm talking about the dragon, said Moomin Troll.
I don't know, said Snufkin. Go home and look.
But it flew away, said Moomin Troll. Did it come to you?
No, it didn't, said Snufkin. Maybe it saw a fly
and it forgot about us. Dragons do that. They're not special. Moomin Troll was quiet. Then he sat down in the grass next to Snufkin.
The dragon went away, Moomin Troll said. Maybe that's a good thing.
Then Snufkin said, Do you want to catch some fish tomorrow?
Of course, said Moomin Troll happily.